Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 27 is coming up. Hello there, everybody. Welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall, and I am your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate the amazing blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon, and the surrounding area. Well, this is show number 27. I am flying solo again after, in show number 26, having the very welcome company of my brother Steve to talk about the Curtis Delgado benefit and our experiences sitting in with Kinzel and Hyde. It was a good time. And I'll tell you that I know that was a long show. I know that was kind of a marathon for us, and it was a different format. So with this show, show number 27, we'll be back to focusing on the music, and I'm going to keep it a little bit shorter than other shows, maybe to give you a little break after the extra long one last week. Save you, you know, in terms of hard drive space, it should just kind of even out. These two shows should balance each other out. So hopefully that's how it works. I have to mention, gee, before I go any further, this took me almost by surprise. I guess last night at some point, I said to myself, the Blues Festival is a week away. And sure enough, the Waterfront Blues Festival, which I've said it before, is the largest blues festival west of the Mississippi. It opens a week from today on Friday, June 30th, and it's going to be huge. I don't know if I said too much about it, but I'll sure put a link in the show notes for this show and let you head on over there and see who's coming. If you are a blues fan and you're already here in the Portland area, then I have a feeling you already know a good deal about the lineup, but it's going to be a great lineup with some looks at, or I should say some tastes of New Orleans, definitely part of the picture. Just going to be tons of highlights. The first night, Dr. John is here, and it keeps going from there. But for this show, before I go on, I haven't solidified my plans yet, but it is my hope. I'm sure I'll be at the festival. It is my hope to actually do some on-location recording at the festival, not necessarily music, but hopefully conversations with artists and bring those into the podcast. And so look forward to that. And yeah, that'll be coming probably not for next week's show, but the show after that, unless I post some interim sort of mini podcasts, which I'm considering doing. Anyway, doesn't that sound nice and open and unplanned? Spontaneous, I think, is the word. But for today's show, I have a couple artists I want to focus on. Both are people that I've wanted to feature on the show for some time, and I just needed to get the communication going with both of them to make sure they were cool with it. And so starting off, I'm going to introduce you to the music of one of the premier bass players in this town, a guy who can play virtually any style and fit in with virtually any band and make the music better, which, you know, is really the definition of a successful musician. Beyond that, this gentleman is a multi-instrumentalist and also a very gifted singer and composer. I don't see that he gets a lot of opportunity to sing. He's usually in a support role when he's playing bass with various bands, but I have seen him play bass with Robbie Law, with Lloyd Jones. He's currently the bass player for the Duffy Bishop Band. I'm talking about Albert Rita, and a number of you who are local blues fans already figured that out. Albert is just a phenomenal player, a very deep, multifaceted guy, and it's our good fortune that in 2001 he released an album of his own material. I neglected to mention Terry Robb, Albert has played with quite a bit, and And Terry Robb appears on this record along with Alan Hager, who you've heard before in the show, and a cavalcade of stellar musicians like Carlton Jackson on drums, Jeff Minnick on drums as well, Tom Royer also in the drum chair here and there. So great music on this CD, and it is called Complicated Life. It is available for purchase, and you'll find a link in the show notes for this show. But, you know, it's not, again, Albert doesn't go and hawk his CD when he plays. He's playing, like I said, currently with the Duffy Bishop Band, and so he's not going to be up out there on the bandstand letting you know he's got his own CD. But you should know, because this is a great recording, and features Albert playing not only bass but also piano here and there. The organ, there it is, a little guitar. And so, again, it really exposes the many sides of Albert. And, of course, as I said, some of his own compositions. So I want to play a little bit from this CD so you can get a sense of Albert. You probably, like me, you've heard him in a lot of band situations, but maybe haven't heard some of these tunes, and I think they're great examples of what he does so well. And so we're going to kick off with a song called Dyin' Blues, a classic, of course, and then we'll play another cut after that. So here's Albert Rita from his album Complicated Life with Dyin' Blues.
Can't you see? Well, can't you see? Honey, what you doing for me? You see my tears, you see my tears. Well, I've been lonesome for years. Hey, a little smile, well, just a smile, it would last for a long, long while, my baby. The doctor said I can't live long. I'm dead, I'll be a long time gone. And when I die, I'll go before the judgment bar. And you'll be accused of murder, cause you broke my heart. And I'm not lying, just because I'm dying. I know that it's bad, bad news, baby. But if anybody asks you, you tell them what you choose. That man, he's got the dying blues. I said, that man, he's got the dying blues. Said I can't live long. And when I'm dead, I'll be a long time gone. And when I die, I'll go before the judgment falls. And you'll be accused of murder, cause you broke my heart. And I'm not lying, just because I'm dying. I know that it's bad, bad news, baby. But if anybody else, tell him what you choose. That man, he's got the dying blues. I said, that man, he got the dying blues. Yeah.
Albert Rita with Down in the Bottoms from his CD Complicated Life. That was released in 2001. And boy, you know, if you weren't listening on headphones for that tune, go back, listen to it again. Put on headphones, crank up the bass a little bit, whatever your listening device is, and listen to Albert's bass playing on that tune. You have a tune that has it's a three-chord structure there, but listen to what he's doing with the bass to percolate that rhythm along and to keep the progression interesting. I derive great pleasure from listening to his work there. And it's the mark of a great bass player. It's never intrusive. It's never, hey, look at me. But it's something that captures the spirit of the tune and moves it along. And that is such a skill. So, yes, in addition to Albert's stellar bass work there, you also had some pretty tasty National Steel guitar playing by Terry Robb. And the tune overall, what a great tune, an old Willie Dixon number that sounds a little bit like Rollin' and Tumblin', but it definitely has its own character, and just a great workout there. Before Down in the Bottoms, you heard Dying Blues, the old Blind Blake tune, with Albert again on lead and backing vocals, playing bass, Terry Robb on guitar, Jeff Minnick drums, and Donna Jose on backing vocals, and another tasty track from Albert's Complicated Life CD. And I will mention again that's available for purchase, and I highly recommend it. And you can follow the links in the show notes at pdxbluescast.com to find out how to get your own copy. I wanted to mention, Albert does play one heck of a piano as well. I was at a jam once, and Albert stepped up and didn't take over the bass spot, but instead headed over to the keyboard and played a very well-articulated solo and nice support on the piano for a tune. So the guy is multifaceted, and he teaches piano as well, has a very musical family, a couple of sons who are involved. And the great news is Albert is at work on a follow-up recording. Doesn't have anything to sneak or leak to me yet, but he says maybe by the end of the year he'll have a new recording out, and I sure look forward to that. I know most of you do as well. And you can see Albert, no doubt, at the Blues Festival next week, certainly with the Duffy Bishop Band, and I bet he'll turn up supporting somebody else, too. That's just the way he is. He likes mixing it up and playing with different people. I was going to mention real quick, you may hear some background noise today. Normally, I close off the little room where I do the show, but I wanted a little fresh air, and it's quiet enough in the neighborhood today, so you might hear some birds and stuff. You might even hear a car go by, but it just enhances the hominess of the show. So how's that? Next, we're going to move on to another artist, like I say, someone who I had been working with, being in touch with, to try to get his okay to play his stuff on the show, and I'm very excited that finally worked out. And that artist is Monty Amundsen, otherwise known as Big Monty. This is a guy with a long history on the Portland blues scene. Started, I'm going to say, in the late 80s with the blues rock trio, the Bluebinos. And these guys played just some searing music on local stages and released a few albums with that lineup as well. Big Monty works under his own name now and is well-known and well-liked, not only here in the Portland and Northwest scene, but beyond. He actually has a very strong following in Europe, regularly makes trips over there to play for pretty loyal, rabid fans. He just got back recently from Holland, and he told me he's working on his next tour of Europe, and so he's somebody who has obviously, you know, played with enough heart, enough commitment to get people to really enjoy his stuff, and that's, you know, good for him. He's worked hard at his craft. The most recent product of all that work is a CD that he released in 2005 entitled Big Monty, and this is a powerhouse of a CD. There is just some great music on here, and I want you to hear some of it. In upcoming shows, we'll delve back a little bit into Monty's history, maybe let you hear some Bluebinos and other stuff, but I want to, for today's show, feature a couple tracks from this brand new CD, and the first of those is going to be this one, Go On Living Blues.
got a red heart of wine. Sparks fly. Regular bull on fire. She's so fine. She is my heart's desire. Baby, I would die. She got a red heart of wine. Red heart of wine. She like a
Monty Amundsen, a.k.a. Big Monty, with Red Hot Wire. That's a tune from his Big Monty CD, which came out in the year 2005. And I'm happy to point out that that particular cut features Mr. D.K. Stewart on the piano, laying down some of his signature ivory tinkling, and it adds a nice touch to that tune. I should mention, helping out on this record, Corey Burden on drums, one of the real great drummers here in town, has also played with 44 Long, not a blues band, but a band you should know, and Willie Barber on bass, as well as other musicians taking part as well. Before Red Hot Wire, you heard the song Go On Livin' Blues, a more down-tempo one, and it's good to hear Monty do his little guitar workout on that one. And I think you hopefully were as impressed by Monty's singing voice as I tend to be. He's a belter and can do that with the best of them. So a strong CD there. It's all original material. Every single song was written by Monty, and some really standout stuff. So I highly recommend it. You'll find links in the show notes to pick up your own copy. And I would be remiss if I did not mention that Monty will be at the Waterfront Blues Festival. And he'll be there he's on one of the cruises on Monday night, the 3rd. But he'll be performing at the Credit Union stage at 6 p.m. on the last day of the festival, Tuesday, July 4th. So go on out for the fireworks. Get there early. Catch Big Monty and his friends Boyd Small, who now actually was a Portland guy, very strong drummer, now is living in Holland. Also, Henry Cooper will be on guitar and some other friends, so it should be a set definitely worth catching. And you know, you could say that about just about any of the sets that are going to happen at the festival this year. It's It's going to be something. It's going to be quite a show. 5 days of blues. And it boggles the mind. Irma Thomas is going to be here. She tried to make it out for the Katrina benefit that was done in September following the hurricane. She was going to come perform for us along with all the other great folks who played that day. Logistical travel problems, airline problems prevented it from happening, but she promised to be here for the Blues Festival in July, and sure enough, she was true to her word. And so the great Irma Thomas is going to be here. I could go on, but hey, follow the link to the Blues Festival site and see for yourself and make a point of getting out there. The admission is a couple cans of food and I forget, $5, something like that. Anyway, it's an amazing deal for all the music that you can hear each day of the festival. And it's good people watching too. I would be I'd be leaving something out if I didn't mention that. Let's see. So did I cover everything today? I think I did. As you can tell, I'm excited for the Blues Festival, and I guess I'll be doing one more non-Blues Festival show next week, so my excitement will even be at a higher pitch. I apologize for that in advance. But what a great opportunity it'll be for me to tell you to get out there and hear some live music this weekend. In preparation for that, there's still great music being played this weekend here in town. And so you owe it to yourself to check the listings, get out and hear some live blues this weekend. It's the way to hear that music. Listen to the CDs, enjoy them at home all you want, but go out and support the artists whenever you have the opportunity. I wanted to mention to you that it looks like next Thursday night, the night before the festival opens, Kinzel and Hyde are participating in a benefit. I mentioned this last week. They're participating in a benefit over at Beale Street Northwest that is being done to help out Bob, the owner of Beale Street, with his medical bills. And there will be some cool artists there, including Kinzel and Hyde, like I said. And they are allowing me to sit in with them and play a little keyboard with them. And so if you want to if you want to steer clear of it, don't do that. Whether or not I'm there, you got to go hear Kinzel and Hyde and support Bob. And then you'll have the added thrill of hearing me mess around on the piano with them. So coming out for that, I should mention quickly, if you want to get in touch, go to the PDX Bluescast site at www.pdxbluescast.com. You can post a comment on the blog, and I'll see that. Or if you want to send me email, you can send that to letters@pdxbluescast.com. If you want to call the PDX Bluescast hotline, you can leave a message there, and unless you ask me not to, I'll play it on the show. That's always fun. All you do is call 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. Leave a message and play it. I love hearing from you in whatever way you choose to do that. If you are an artist and you would like to have your music featured on the show, why, send me email to that letters@pdxbluescast.com address. Let me know, and I will let you know how to send your music to me. And like I always say, if I love it, I'll play it. With that, that's enough for this week. I am your host, Pat McDougall, saying thanks very much for listening. Tell your friends about the show. Let everybody know, hey, now you're hearing something. There's a plane going overhead. Let everybody know about the show and that they should be enjoying it. And I will see you next week with a Just Before the Blues Festival show. Until that time, keep the blues alive.